This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who? Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Well, thank you so much for making us a part of your Saturday night. We are so thrilled to have you with us. And when I say we, it's the full studio tonight. We've got Mr. Nick running video and Mr. Ivan behind the audio soundboard and yours truly, Kevin McCullough, on the microphone. And what a big hour one. If you missed George Lopez and some very honest discussions of his life, go back and get the podcast. You can get it at SoundCloud or Apple Podcasts. It's very simple. Just look for Radio Night Live. Just search those words and you'll find it. Or you can look under Kevin McCullough Radio. Either one will bring it up. And thank you for those of you that have joined us for this hour. We've got a big hour coming up. You know, it's the Ladies Lounge. It's hour number two. We always reserve that time to some pretty amazing women speak to the issues of life from their perspective. Some of them I agree with, some of them I haven't. But one of the things that I've been grateful for is that a lot of them have brought information that you've told me you found helpful. So tonight we've got Eileen Fisher, who's going to be with us a little bit later on. She is a matchmaker out of New York City. People pay her a lot of dollars to connect them one-on-one with someone to potentially have as a life mate. She's got some ideas and thoughts about not only what the meat market looks like these days, but particularly in the post-COVID world. What are some things that you're going to have to be thinking about from a dating perspective? And if you're not in that earliest stage of dating life, it's changing even more so. How do you know if the person that you're developing an interest in has been vaccinated or is safe or is anything, you know, along those lines? She's got some thoughts on all that as we get to it tonight. And then I'm really excited about our musical guest tonight. Mandy Harvey is a very talented singer-songwriter. She was a finalist on America's Got Talent. And just this last week, she released a brand new single called Masterpiece. She brought Simon Cowell to tears on America's Got Talent, which is, you know, he's driven so many other people to tears over the course of his career. It's good that somebody finally got even with him. But, for all the right reasons, he was genuinely moved because, Mandy Harvey has been deaf, completely deaf for about 10 years of her life. And she's a very young woman. So she lost her hearing early on. I've seen some of her testimony about how hard it was when she could tell that her hearing was, being lost. And then the moment, the day that she realized that it was gone and would not be returning, this was a very stark reality for her. But God has given her something that is a unique gift, almost completely perfect pitch, and she has pursued her dream to be a singer-songwriter, a musician. She was on the Huckabee Show a little bit earlier tonight. We will hear from her with her first single called Masterpiece before the hour is out. And I'm very honored to have her in that slot tonight. So stick around. Big, big hour straight ahead. Now, I ended the last hour talking about our project with CSI. Christian Solidarity International is the name of the group. If you're not familiar, if you're just brand new to the show, I kind of throw CSI out there all the time, but I forget that people have not heard of them, and there's a reason why. They are a very well-kept secret in the humanitarian space. They don't advertise themselves. They don't go out there and appear on a lot of talk shows and stuff. What they try to do is focus their efforts on kind of two things, engaging governments across the globe to eliminate chattel slavery and human trafficking, and then they spend the other half of their efforts on the ground trying to affect those same goals. And let me just say, over the last several years, 4 years at this microphone, you and I together, working together, encouraging our friends, doing this together, we have liberated more than 800 human beings from chattel slavery in northern Sudan. Chattel slavery is slavery that thinks of the people as property, as perhaps a piece of cattle or something that they, you know, just another accessory to what they have. The slave masters in northern Sudan largely took these slaves as the fruits of the civil war. And when the world called for the war to come to an end, nobody did anything about the slaves. They got the countries to divide and to even up and say, okay, the South Sudan can be reserved for Christians, northern Sudan can be reserved for Muslims. But the jihadists that already owned slaves had taken people, according to the point of a gun, were not required to give them up. So what Christian Solidarity International does is in effect, run an underground railroad. They run what they call retrievers up into the north, and they look and they try to identify and spot slaves. They try to create communication with them, try to figure out who they are and where they're from in the south. They try to establish contact with the slave master and begin a discussion about getting that slave liberated. Sometimes they can do that without any further negotiation. Sometimes it's just hard to feed all your slaves, and sometimes it's easier for them to just say, okay, let them go home. Sometimes there is an incentive that is put in front of the jihadists. They all tend to be ranchers in the north, but the really hot weather is very hard on the cattle. There's a vaccine called Novidium that helps cattle survive that, and they can't get it. They have no means of getting their hands on it. So when an Arab retriever says, we will bring you the vaccine for your cattle in exchange for the life of your slave, they are quick to do it. And so we are able to get them released, but that's just where the process begins. Once they are released, they are then helped to get back to South Sudan. They spend some time at a place that's kind of a think of it as the most lovely rehabilitation camp you've ever seen, imagined, where they can just relax. They can get medical attention if they need it. They can receive counseling as needed. They are able to tell their story to people that have, you know, they've never met, but nobody's ever listened to them in the dozens of years that they've been in slavery. And then once they have recouped, recovered from injuries or medical treatment as needed, they are given what is called the Sack of Hope. And this is really where the program really kicks in, and this is the bulk of what your donation provides. They, in the Sack of Hope, there is a variety of tarps and pieces of tarp that you can use for ground coverings. You can use them for fashioning tents against weather elements, etc. In addition to that, they have a year's worth of sorghum grain, which is a very sturdy grain, and they can store it easily and use it easily, and they have enough to last them a full year's worth of eating. There's also a year's worth of seed for them to plant a new crop and replace that sorghum within the coming year as well. So they have food for the immediate, they have food for the following year after that, as they are able to do that. And then kind of the fun part that everybody, this always gets everyone's attention, every slave that is released is given a she-goat. And these she-goats are able to provide milk, some cheese. They are able to start a small economic enterprise for that particular slave. That she-goat can bear more goats. They can sell them. They can ranch them. They can do any number of things with them. But that little she-goat is a very powerful part of the gift. And to think that all of this is delivered for only $250 one-time gift. For a one-time gift of $250, you liberate the slave, you give them everything they need to start their life over again, and you help get them to a safe place. That's really remarkable when you discover how far that money is being stretched to make that happen. One-time gift of $250 actually doing that. Let me tell you about somebody that some of you helped us liberate last December. Her name is Akol. She was living with her mom and dad when she was taken by the jihadists. And when she was taken into captivity, she remembers that they came and took her from her parents in the middle of the day. She cried out for help. Her parents couldn't do anything about it. Her father was shot and killed. She remembers that terrible day. She was made to go serve an Arab community, an Arab family. The man had two wives, four children. The children all beat her. They hated her. The wives hated her because the husband raped her multiple times. They would call her a very shameful name that we don't even have an English equivalent of what it means. And I can't really even describe it for you on the air because it would violate decency standards. But this is what she was called every day for years. Long story short, when the retriever found her, she had been forced to convert to Islam. She had been forced to mutilate her own genitals. And when she was finally free and able to return home, it was too much to even be able to believe. But after she realized that it was the real deal, she said, please don't stop until they're all home. Friends, we liberated her in December. There are another 192 that we have the names and locations of. We're working on getting them out this year. Will you help us? 888-342-1010. A one-time gift of $250, two-month gift of $125, five-month gift of $50, however you have to do it. Would you help save the next Akol? 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or go to csi-usa.org. Coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And now, back to Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Mr. Lonnie Perkins. Appreciate your fine voice work tonight. And welcome to Tuesday evening. You know, last week we had sports like every night of the week. I missed you guys. It's fun to be back with you. And we've got a huge announcement coming up Thursday morning on the Joe Piscopo Show. Yes, it's coming. Stay tuned. We'll tell you more about it coming up. But I am pleased and honored to have my next guest with us. She is doing something very important in the post-COVID universe, and that is she is going to try to find the loves of people's lives for them. She is a matchmaker in New York City. Her name is Eileen Fisher. In fact, you can follow her on Instagram right now at HeartMatchMe. She also runs a little company called Elite Connections. Eileen, it's great to have you with us at Radio Night Live. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Kevin. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm good.
How are you doing?
There's so much that we have to talk about. And I even told everyone, if they have questions for you, our phone lines are open, 877-970-2999. But we're going to talk tonight about dating in the era post-COVID. And I'm curious, because you're an expert on helping people find true love. How has COVID changed this experience for people over the last year?
Well, you know, it's funny. Through COVID, our business pretty much tanked because people were so nervous about what they were doing.
Well, they kept being told to stay home and not go out and meet anybody. So
that's right. That's right. But, you know, people got lonely, Kevin. And I really am hoping that people now, you know, I was always talking when I was doing my matchmaking about resetting. And I'm really hoping that now people are outside again. I'm really hoping that people reset their values and what they want in someone. And they're not going to go out and be crazy just because they were stuck inside. Because I'm hoping that people would think this could happen again. We were all so unexpected by it. So I'm really hoping that people start acting a little different now.
Well, and I think that that's worth pursuing, because I think that COVID and the lockdowns and the limitations to our freedoms did make us think about a lot of things very differently, and maybe, you know, kind of in a more like long-term kind of way.
I really hope so. I mean, you know, being a matchmaker, we charge money. We charge a good amount of money, but that's because we're vetting, and that's because we're really trying to find you someone. It's kind of funny, Kevin. I always talk about how much I don't like apps. And here I was married. I'm now single again. And it's funny. My daughter, my 17-year-old, put me on an app. And I hate them. And I went on it. And, you know, you got to swipe. You got to do this and that. Every guy that swiped me back, nobody wanted anything, Kevin, except for pure casual. I met one wonderful man. Wonderful man. You know, he's a little bit of a GU because he lives in New Jersey, but he is wonderful. And I went off the app in 3 days. Somebody found out I was a matchmaker, and they went wild on me. You hate apps. And I said, you know why I hate apps? Because at least when I'm a matchmaker, and I know you have to use an app, but everyone only wants a casual. At least when you're going to a matchmaker, you have an opportunity to know that someone really wants love.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, because I think we're going to have to, on some level tonight, Eileen, kind of do what Vince Lombardi did with the Green Bay Packers. He'd start every season by saying, he'd walk into the locker room and hold up the ball and say, this gentleman is a football, and we're going to work on blocking and tackling and running. And I feel like we're kind of emerging from the caveman status here, and we're going to get back into social society. So what are some things you think that people that haven't found love and maybe had a very tough time over the last 12 months with the loneliness, is there going to be some things they should stay away from? Like, I'm so desperate, I've been so cooped up, I'm just going to run out and throw myself at whoever comes along.
I think you got to stay away from all these men, Kevin, that were saying to me, I'm looking for casual. I'm looking for casual. I think you got to look out for those men that are out there who are being the crazy ass daters right now. And I'm saying men just because I'm a woman. There's women too like that. But I think, you know, people that are going to come out and everyone's going to forget. Some people are going to forget. Everyone's going to be like, you know, I got to do that. I got to go to that girl, that girl. But I'm really hoping, Kevin, that people realize when they were alone, they start to realize you got to connect from the heart. And it's so important for someone who makes you smile. Everyone forgets the smile is so important. This guy I met in Jersey, I smile when I talk to him. But the point is that the hardest thing is people are all about looks always. Always. And I'm hoping that people start to learn there are more than looks out there. Because when you were stuck at home, all of us weren't looking so pretty.
Well, there's, you know, they've talked about the COVID-19-15, and there's been some that have had a little bit more than 15 or a little bit less. And I've also read statistics, Eileen, that are really discouraging. Like the abuse of alcohol and other things has really skyrocketed because of people's lockdown conditions. But I as we go through the next couple of or the rest of the hour, what I'd really love to do, friends, those of you who are listening, maybe you've got a question about how to go about re-emerging into the dating scenario here in 2021 post-COVID. Our phone lines are open, 877-970-2999. Eileen is an expert. She gets paid lots of dollars by people to help find them the right partner. And we're so honored to have her with us tonight. Let me ask you a difficult one, Eileen, because this is I may be asking you to give away some inside trader secrets here, but I hope I'm not. When you're trying to matchmake, what's the number one attribute that is the most important to find compatibility with the two people that you're trying to put together? Is it personality? Is it looks? Is it income? Is it security? Is it significance? What's the number one item that you're focused on trying to put piece together in the puzzle?
You know, that's a great question. I just met with a man who's considering joining, and I asked the exact same question. I said, don't just say looks. Like, what are you looking for that will keep you happy? Because one day you're going to look ugly in the morning. She's going to have no makeup on. What's the one thing? And he said, give me an idea. And I said, I'm looking for my best friend. He's like, ah. And he was, you know, in his upper 60s. And he said, companionship.
Huh.
And I love that because I think, Kevin, at different ages, people are looking for different things. When you're in your late 20s, you're playing the game of house, and you're trying to think of who could be the best father for your children or the best mother. But I think that people, you know, in my age, I'll say, people really need, especially after COVID, to be able to be friends with people. Divorce statistics are up so high right now. And it's because no one liked the person they were with.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, people are at home and you forgot, you know, everyone's at work and you don't see the person till nighttime. You have to like the person you're with. It's as simple as that. You can't only want them for a sec. You have to enjoy being with them, sitting around and watching Netflix.
Well, I would imagine that there's a lot of then lifestyle issues that need to come onto the compatibility radar. What you do for recreation, how you spend free time, if you want to be together or you're always trying to get away from each other. I think there's some significant things there. 877-970-2999. If you've got a question for Eileen Fisher, we will take your call tonight. So let me ask you of the
Kevin.
Go ahead.
It was great what you just said. You just said the common interest. You know, it's so important because when you're at home, you know, all through COVID, people forgot, like, does someone want to play Monopoly or are they jonesing to go out?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com to...
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Florida became the third state to reach 2 million coronavirus infections, joining Florida and Texas. The latest number of total infections in the state reached about 2,005,000 on Saturday, with about 33,000 deaths recorded from the virus. Nearly 5 million Floridians have received at least one dose of the vaccine so far. The CDC says nearly 1 in 6 adults in the U.S. have now been fully vaccinated for COVID-19. Meanwhile, the Brazilian variant of the coronavirus has been detected for the first time in New York. A Brooklyn woman in her 90s has been diagnosed with the strain that's been called a variant of concern by the CDC. That variant is one of several strains that have been singled out by the CDC because of their increased transmissibility and harsher symptoms. They're also tracking variants first identified in the UK, South Africa, and two from California. Dr. Anthony Fauci said Friday that variants of the virus could soon account for up to 30% of infections in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
At the Google search, just when you put in the word dating under the news, Google search, here's the top five headlines tonight. I'm fat, and that makes using dating apps difficult. It's one of the headlines. On vaxi dating, singles seem enamored of sharing vaccination status online. Is this wise? That's from Kaiser Health News. Yahoo Entertainment, having a dog in your dating profile photos increases your chance of matching, survey shows. Are these really the things that are going to find you a lasting match that are, you know, is going to give you the love of your life? Or are there other aspects and qualities involved that you should be checking out? This is what Eileen Fisher does for a living. She is a professional, the matchmaker from New York. Heart Match Me is her screen name on Instagram. She also runs Elite Connections, which is the professional service that helps match people of different backgrounds, trying to find their love. And she rejoins us here at Radio Night Live. Eileen, it's such a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for being on tonight. But when you see these headlines, and you see the kind of the pedantic silliness that they focus on, you know, it really is kind of a shot across the bow of how tough it is out there in terms of trying to find people that focus on the real stuff.
You know, I thought about something during the break, something you said, and it's something that I always tell people. It's so crazy, Kevin, but if you're honest at the beginning what you want, it makes a relationship work or not work. So if you tell someone, I'm looking for casual, then they can back away or not. But if you say to someone, listen, I'm really looking for someone to spend my life with. I want kids. I don't want kids. I want a dog. I don't. People, the reason I love being a matchmaker is that people actually share. You won't believe, Kevin, what's important to people. I mean, you may sound this is stupid. One guy said, I hate cats. I won't date anybody with a cat. He's a great man. And I'm like, okay. But, you know, he's 55 and he just wants love. You know, and
this is so long as no feline hairballs come with it. That's all.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. But if people were honest, you know, not only saying they want someone 5'6", 105, you know, you're making a Barbie doll or you're making a Ken doll. If, you know, if you're open to the fact, and on apps, people never look like they say, Kevin, never, never, ever. I mean, it's a joke. Even when people come to me, I say, why are you giving me a bad photo? You know I'm going to meet you in person. You know, people are so scared, but they forget when they're going to meet someone, they're going to see them. And I pray, Kevin, that I think people are going to be a little crazy for a month or two, but then I think it's going to hit people and say, oh, my God, I can't believe what I went through. I don't want to be alone.
Yeah. Well, you know, you were talking about in the last segment, and this reminded me, because I went through a divorce and went through about a 7-year period of trying to decide, was I going to pursue my career? Was I going to, you know, focus in on being a dad to my adopted son at the time? What was I going to, like, in essence, build my life around? And I basically said, I'm going to do those things, and if love comes my way, I'll you know, measure it by the new standard that I want to have for my heart, because there's a certain degree that I just don't want to go through the shallowness of what the previous experience had been. And when it was the right time and the right events kind of all collided in space together, there was this there was the right moment. And you know what? The priorities were right. My bride and I we saw the world the same way. We had similar values in terms of how we wanted to raise kids and a whole bunch of other stuff. So I would hope that people would hold out and say, there is someone that is kind of wired for me, and it's going to be better if I go for that than just take whatever comes along, you know, willy-nilly. Hey, let's take a call, because Georgia is calling us on line one from Brooklyn. Georgia, you're on with Kevin McCullough and Eileen Fisher on Dating Night here on Radio Night Live. Thanks for your call. What's your question?
Hi, my question is, I'm in my 60s, and I'd like to get back into dating game. And I know why I'm single, because I was a recluse for many years. But I handled COVID very well, except I was able to reflect that I'd rather not be alone, even though I was so good at it. And, you know, younger men are attracted to me, but I want a mature man, even if he has a family, who talks about his family. I love that. And I'm not a casual type of person. I'm a real commitment person.
Okay, what we're going to do, Georgia, hold on. The music means we're going to go to a break. I want you to hold on. I'm going to give Eileen a commercial break to think through what you've said and to come back with some two or three ideas about, you know, what you do. And you know what? She's not the only one, Eileen. I had someone very close to me last week say, Kev, COVID scared the you know what out of me, and I don't want to die alone. I really do want to find the right, and I'll even be willing to sacrifice on religion or politics or a couple of other things. Mm-hmm. And she said, but I want to find the one who's the right personality for me. So when we come back, let's give Georgia some good advice. That's Eileen Fisher. You can talk to her too. 877-970-2.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You can't sleep, you can't eat, there's no doubt you're in deep.
Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Always appreciate you being with us at Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. And tonight, talking a little bit about dating in the post-COVID world. Now, one of the headlines said on vaccine dating, singles seem to be enamored with sharing their vaccination status online. We'll get into some strategies in just a second with our guest, Eileen Fisher. But first, Eileen, I want you to have a chance to respond to Georgia in Brooklyn, who said that she's in her 60s. She wants to find that mature guy. What are some things that she needs to be kind of reordering her world around since COVID-19 has come?
Being a matchmaker, we're very expensive. And the problem is with matchmakers, we're very specific for what people are looking for. So that's why it's hard sometimes. With matchmakers, I'm always happy to talk to loads of women, but it doesn't mean that we have anyone for you because that's why you're paying somebody. If you can't go to a matchmaker, I honestly feel that If you go for a walk now, I was walking Central Park before. Everybody is smiling now. Even with the mask on, you can feel the energy of people now. You know, start getting outside and start, you know, going for walks and going into a coffee place and sitting outside. You'd be shocked how many people are sitting outside now because they want to meet people. And Georgia, if you could go out with a friend and sit outside, I mean, indoors or outdoors, whatever you're comfortable, you will, I can guarantee you, if you give off a good energy, you will meet somebody.
Georgia, how do you hear that?
Well, I just got your reception. It was a little cloudy initially, but I agree with that. You know, I'm approachable and I'm friendly. The only thing is I haven't really met somebody. Like you say, you vet the people, and that's very valuable. See, I love people, but I don't trust strangers. You know, you just can't. So I would like to make an appointment to use your service. That's what I'm thinking.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Like I said, please don't be upset. I always tell everyone, matchmakers are very expensive. I always put women in the database because you never know. Please reach out to Elite Connections and absolutely fill out a form and just say you spoke to me. But, you know, Kevin, you know what she's saying, the part is she's approachable.
Right.
And now people want to be approachable. And, you know, you're going to see that people, I hope, I'm using the word I hope, people are warmer. Georgia, I don't know if you heard that I'm single. My daughter put me on an app. It was horrible. 3 days, I went off it. My daughter's 17. She's scared I was going to be alone. Literally, Georgia, I was so upset. But I did meet one nice guy, I have to say, but I got lucky. Who knows? Who knows if he won't be a mad killer in a month from now? But, I mean, I'm telling you, it is so, people outside want to meet people. You know, you're approachable. Be that way. Give off positive energy. And you'll be shocked right now what's going to happen after COVID.
Eileen, how does Georgia get in contact with Elite Connections? What's the best phone number or email?
Elite Connections International. She has to fill out a form online,
okay.
Kevin, and then we reach out to her. But Georgia, make sure one thing, don't give up. Just don't give up. Every day, come up with a new walk wherever you're going. Keep your energy up. Don't give up on love. There are people out there that want it. Just don't give up, but make sure you put your priorities. Don't only go for younger men because it's making you look better. Think about what you really and truly want, okay?
You know what? It's the younger men that flirt with me. I'm not interested in younger men. I want maturity. I want maturity. That's what I want.
Yeah. You know, Georgia, I have a friend who's in your age group. Just last week she came to me and she said, Kevin, you meet a lot of people. And she said, you're in a lot of circles that, you know, and I've known this person for a while. We kind of run in similar circles. And she said, you're meeting people. And she said, I'm at the stage now where I'm just not interested in, all the frivolous stuff. I want to find someone that I can really enjoy, this stage of life and know that I'm not going to be, by myself, in 10 years from now. She said, COVID really drove that home for me.
Good.
And I just feel like that maybe that's a benefit, Eileen. Maybe COVID made us get serious about what we really do want out of life, and maybe that's reflected in how people are looking for partners now.
That's what I'm hoping for. That's what I keep using the reset button, Kevin. I really and truly hope that after people stayed in, they didn't want to be alone. And I'm really hoping that, you know, first everyone's going to be out and be like, it's a big party. But then I really hope that people like your friend, she doesn't want to be alone. I have a friend, her daughter's 26. She was bawling her eyes out to me. 26. She's like, Eileen, I don't want to be alone anymore. I said, good. COVID did something great. And if you're Georgia, same thing for you to be honest with yourself. And Kevin, the greatest thing was what your friend said. She was honest with her feelings and what she's looking for now.
Right.
And the universe will throw her something good because she's finally honest what she needs.
All right, Georgia, thank you for calling. Don't forget to look up Elite Connections International online.
Yep.
And then fill out the application, and Eileen and her company will be back in touch with you.
Love to.
All right. 877-970-2999. 877-970-2999. Got a little bit of time. We could get in another call or two if you want to pick Eileen's brain. Eileen, COVID has changed how we can go about meeting each other. What's one or two things that we should keep in mind? You know, this story from Kaiser Health says that people are enamored with putting their vaccination status online.
Yeah.
And is that wise? Is that what we've been reduced to now? Oh, I'm vaccinated. I'm disease-free.
That's so good. Kevin, my friends came over. Everyone's like, PCR test, rapid test. I think that it's called trust. And it's the only way, you know, anybody can say they're vaccinated like anyone could say they don't have a disease. I mean, seriously, it's about getting to learn someone and to trust them. And this is great, too, Kevin, because I always say what makes a great relationship is friendship. And I'm hoping that people now will learn the word trust. And because anyone could say they're vaccinated, like I said. So let's hope people start gaining that trust with people again.
Yeah. All right. That is well said. Eileen, stay with us because we've got just three or four more minutes left after this break, but I want to give everyone a chance to be in touch with you. You're listening to Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough. Eileen Fisher is my guest. She is the matchmaker in New York City. Follow her on Instagram at HeartMatchMe. You can also follow her company at Elite Connections. International, it's Elite Connections_ on Instagram, but you can also Google them and find the website and fill out an application as well. Kevin McCullough, it's Radio Night Live from New York. Don't go away. Sean. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right. right, welcome back to Radio Night Live, Kevin McCullough. Thrilled to have you with us, and thrilled to and would like to thank Eileen Fisher. She couldn't stick around through the break, but we are glad to end tonight with musical guest Mandy Harvey, who happens to be completely deaf. Here's her newest single called Masterpiece.
That I wish I could just throw away. Look for glue I can put in between them. Back in place 'cause my heart is way up on the ceiling and my mind took a boat sail away. But I still got my angels and demons used up stream of pain. Well, I'm no artist, but I think I got this. Might be the hardest thing I've ever done. Pick up the pieces, pieces of me, and I'll be a masterpiece when I am done. Might never be done. Might never be. Might never be done. Might never be done. There's no blueprint for me. Instructions, so I went ahead and made them up. But I know that it's worth all the trouble. Paper cuts, paper cuts. Well, I'm no artist, but I think I got this. Might be the hardest thing I've ever done. Pick up the pieces, pieces of me, and I'll be a masterpiece when I am done. Might never be done. Might never be. Might never be done.
Yeah, I look pretty good from a distance, but I'm a mess if you see me close up. It's an ongoing pièce de resistance. I'll lit up, light it up. Well, I'm no artist, but I think I got this. Might be the hardest thing I've ever done. Pick up the pieces, pieces of me and
live from Radio Night Live in New York, Mandy Harvey, brand new single called Masterpiece, and that's available now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.